We chatted at length about this yesterday. There was a split round of the A-League over the weekend, and then there was that dramatic scoreline we saw from the Central Coast Mariners, who got humiliated by 8-2 by Wellington. It's not like they were playing Manchester City or Man U or Liverpool. They were playing Wellington. Got beaten 8-2. Mike Mulvey fronted the press, said it wasn't sort of good enough, and then about 2 hours after that, Mike Mulvey was sacked as the coach. He's the sixth coach in 5.5 years to go from the Central Coast Mariners, and they're falling off the edge of the planet, unfortunately. A man who was one of those coaches at the Central Coast Mariners joins us as our football expert. We love having him on board. He's Phil Moss. Hey, Mossy.
Thanks for that reminder, TK.
Sorry about that. Well, you're in good company, mate. You're one of six.
Yeah, that's right.
It's pretty ridiculous, really.
Yeah, look, it's not a laughing matter, and you know, it does, as a coach, it turns your world upside down when things like that happen. Absolutely. You're out of a job. So, look, I mean, I've come out publicly in support of Mike Mulvey, and that is as part of the Football Coaches Australia. We support our coaches through this tumultuous time for him. But clearly, I think we can all see why something had to give, and generally it is the coach. And there was obviously things that weren't right behind the scenes that led to that result on the weekend. But I guess the point is, there's times for a club to survive and there's times for a club to thrive. And Mike Charlesworth, the owner, when I was up there, he certainly played his part in saving the club, if you like.
He was a white knight who came
But that was in 2013. And you know, we took our hats off to Mike for coming in at the time. But since then, and my first season, I took over from Graham Arnold. We just won the championship. We finished third, missed the grand final by a game. But you could feel things starting to slide because, you know, a lot of resources that you need just weren't there. And from the outside looking in, it doesn't look like much has changed. And they can't, like all those coaches that you just named, take me out of the equation, because I'm probably the exception to the rule, but they can't all be bad coaches.
No.
You know, and
that's the thing for me, though.
That's the thing that has to, that trend has to be bucked somehow.
Well, you need stability, and everyone needs certainty. And without that, it creates doubt. And there's a lot of doubt about where the Central Coast Mariners will be in 2 years' time. There's a lot of, it's creating doubt in the A-League's vision of where they fit into the picture. And then we see only, you know, it was 26,000 people watching it on telly on the weekend. So obviously they're not as attractive as maybe they once were. How do they fix it? And are the coaches getting the support that they need?
Well, let's go back to your first word, stability. The Central Coast Mariners was the most stable club in the A-League until, I was the third coach, and that was in 2014, March 2014 I left.
Yeah.
Before that, it was Laurie McKinnon and Graham Arnold from 2004 to 2013. So two coaches in that space of time.
Since then.
And since then, it's been, well, this will be the sixth coach, as you just said, TK. So, and that's in, what's that, 5 years? 4 years, five years.
That can't be great for anyone.
That's right.
And if you're a coach on the market, yes, I know it's hard to turn down an opportunity, but if you're a good coach, you're seriously thinking, geez, I'm not going to go and put my reputation on the line at this club.
That's right. Well, it's a tough one. I spoke to Sean Millerkamp yesterday. We're in communication between the Coaches Association and the Mariners to try and sort the Mike Mulvey situation out so the club can move on and Mike can move on. And that was a point of that was a topic of conversation as well, is who's next.
Hold on. Do they take the license off him?
Well,
I mean, they've done it before. They did it to Clive Palmer.
Yeah.
Right? Will they take the license off Mike Charlesworth?
At the moment, TK, probably not, because we there's so much conjecture over who's running the A-League or who will be running the A-League. At the moment, it's FFA.
Going to be running the A-League.
But that's right. And this is the whole point. The owners need to hold Mike Charlesworth to account. We've got a 10-team league, soon to be an 11-team league, soon to be a 12-team league. You can't afford a club in a small competition like that to be in survival mode every year.
Yeah.
We can't afford it. We need strength in numbers. We need every club to be thriving. And if they're not, serious questions need to be asked, why not? And that's not to take a club away from the Central Coast community. They're wonderful people up there. Oh. I miss my time up there like you wouldn't believe. But at the end of the day, the league is our professional league in this country, and you've got to stand for something being in it. And at the moment, the Central Coast Mariners are not up to scratch.
No, and you know they support them because they've done that in the past. But what they're not doing is getting behind the football team at the moment because of obviously performance, and there might be a backlash against the owner because he's not spending the money that's required to get them to where they need to be.
Well, with all due respect, Loz, if you take your family to a game of football, you want value for money.
Yeah.
And it's an expensive exercise.
Well, you've got 10 goals.
13 in 2 weeks. The opposition, didn't he?
You see my point. When you're passionate about a team, TK, yeah, passion is everything in sport. You know, you want to go and see them winning, or at least, at the very least, losing with fight. And well, that's not been the case.
All right. Well, we'll move on. What about Zidane? Back coaching.
Gone back to his old girlfriend.
We chatted
last week.
I thought
you said you don't do that. Didn't you say you don't go back to your old
girlfriend?
Clearly,
Zidane doesn't listen to Big Sports Breakfast.
Because I said to you, Zidane said he's not going back to Real Madrid. And you said, yeah, you don't go back to your old girlfriend.
Yeah, that's right. Well, anyway, he's back. And funnily enough, 13, 14 hours ago, it was Mourinho who was about to go back to his old girlfriend.
I couldn't have him again. Oh.
No.
How could you have Jose?
I think they've come out of it pretty well with Zidane because here's the thing. So Zidane left after leading them to 3 Champions League.
Got out at a good time.
Titles, right? Yep. And he went to the president, Florentino Perez, and said, I think despite the fact we've just lifted the Champions League trophy, I think we've got an ageing squad. I think it needs an overhaul. We need to reinvest big time in the squad. Perez said, no, you need to just get on with it. So he did get on with it. He walked out the door. And then they let Ronaldo go to Juve. They turned the Spanish national team upside down on the eve of the World Cup. If you remember, they signed Julian Lopetegui. And he left camp. He left the Spanish national team just leading into the World Cup. That failed. He was gone by October. And then they brought in Santiago Solari. And obviously that ended spectacularly last weekend. So they've bought someone back that they know can rebuild the squad. The point is, there's no way he would have walked through that door again unless Perez had said, we'll give you whatever you want.
He's got the real pulling power too, hasn't he? So he can attract the players. What type of player will they go after?
That's interesting because, well, first and foremost, there could be dramas between Zidane and Gareth Bale because there was a falling out between them before Zidane left. Bale is still there, so you'd imagine that he'll be headed back to the Premier League, which would be fantastic for the Premier League. But I think, that's right.
300,000 fans voted on this website about would you count for the next season
with
Bale, and 92% they don't want him.
Yeah, and more importantly, I don't think the coach would either.
Yeah, right.
I think they went their separate ways just before Zidane left. But look, Real Madrid it's stating the obvious. They're an absolute superpower who are on their knees at the moment. So he's got a massive, massive job. I don't know how long he signed for, but it's not going to be a short-term fix. Although that will be the expectation. That he signs basically a new squad. And they are, Real Madrid are, they're up against Barcelona in La Liga. They need to be back fighting for that title.
And we saw this horrific pitch invasion yesterday. I don't actually think I've ever seen anything like it. I've seen a million pitch invasions. Mm. But I've never seen a bloke king hit, coward punched from behind. Now, this Jack Grealish, he actually went on to score the winning goal, which was a nice sort of touch to it. But that Birmingham City fan has been jailed for 14 weeks, Mossy, after pleading guilty to assaulting Aston Villa midfielder Grealish during the derby.
More than 14 weeks.
Oh, hang on. What about this? He got fined $350. Now, if you step onto the SCG or any of our states, you got fined $5,000. Mm. But 14 weeks for assaulting. I don't know whether he'll do jail time. Yeah, but that's what he...
Well, look,
should
as long as
I'm
he's,
with you, Loz, because of the punch.
Yeah,
not,
that's exactly
not
right.
Of
no,
like
no.
Idiot.
Well, I suppose you've got to ask what the jail term is if it happens on the street and if it's equal.
We go to jail here in Australia now.
Yeah, that's right.
Someone.
But my point is, as long as he's never ever ever seen
got
within,
a life ban,
within Kiwi of a football ground or a sporting ground ever ever again, because that's the lowest form of human life I've ever seen. That was disgraceful. Absolutely shocking. No place for it.
They've had a spate of pitch invaders. the last week or so.
Yeah, there was another one in the other game as well.
Three in the last week.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if there's a movement from Rebels who aren't really fans. They're just there to make try and make a name for themselves, but there's no place for it. Right. Disgraceful.
Quickly, Mossy, just reading in the paper today, a young boy has been signed to Man City here in Australia, Alexander Robertson.
Yeah, Alex Robertson, son of Mark Robertson, who left our shores a couple of years ago to take young Alex over to England. No less than Manchester United and Manchester City chasing him when he went over. So not a bad rap sheet at his young age. But yeah, Mark and his grandfather, Alec Robertson, used to coach Blacktown in the NPL and played in the old NSL. Pretty cool. There's a long pedigree of footballers in the family. But yeah, wonderful. He looks, again, stating the obvious, but what a talent.
Yeah, let's get some quick tips, mate, if we can. Mm. Champions League tomorrow. Yep. Juventus, $1.70 against Atletico Madrid, $5.
Yeah, Atletico hold the aggregate lead here, 2-0 after that boil over in Madrid in the first leg. But it's not going to be easy for Atletico, but I actually think they can go to Juve and hold them out.
Okay.
I see Atletico going through there. Man City.
But sorry, who wins tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning, I think Juve 1-0.
Juve 1-0. Okay. Juve 1-0 there.
Yep.
What about Man City $1.14 against Schalke?
Yep, Man City will go through. That's at home. Manchester City, they hold the aggregate lead 3-2. They'll win tomorrow morning 2-0.
2-0.
Barcelona,
yep. Lyon, 0-0 on aggregate. In this one, Barca will be too strong at home to Lyon in the second leg. And I think Bayern v Liverpool. I reckon Liverpool will draw 1-1 and go through.
1-1. Okay,
away goals.
3:40 is the draw. And I'll just get that 1-1 marker because everyone's going to be having a look at that. So correct score 1-1 is 6:50.
There you go. Here's another one for the punters too, TK. I was looking at the relegation battle. Huddersfield gone. Fulham gone. Cardiff, Burnley and Southampton. Cardiff are on 28
and
18th. Cardiff will go down.
Oh.
They will be the third team to go down. I'll tell you why. They've got three home games, five away games. They've got to play Chelsea, Man City, Liverpool and Manchester United. They're gone.
Do you know they've got half the budget, half the player salary pack as some teams in the Championship League?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Poor buggers.
Yeah.
Cardiff City. Thanks, Mossy.
No problem, boys. Good
You're
chat.
A champion.